This podcast contains strong adult content, probably crude language, and general fuckery. So put those kids away. Get them out of here.
Good evening. A landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortion.
Huge increases in sexually transmitted diseases.
Transgender rights is a fundamental human right.
There is a right to marriage equality. I repeat, speaking to you from the steps of the Supreme Court, there is a right to marriage equality.
Should sex education be taught to our kids?
Rolling back contraceptive coverage for women.
To make sure that women get the health care that they need. So we've got a lot of work in front of us. Thank you very much.
We're back. Yeah. We are back.
Can you believe it? Oh.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
We'll leave now. Hello, and welcome your butts back to Frisky History.
Yeah.
I am Lacey.
I'm Robin.
And we are here to teach you about the ways of the reproductive world and the stuff that's happened in it. And that's all.
That's it.
It's our sole purpose in life.
Yes.
And...
we're not even
sorry,
that
we just
good at it.
We're really so bad at it. And also, we only use the things that other smarter people have found that we then just relay. But you could have read it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're welcome.
Yeah.
And we have been gone for some time.
Yes.
You probably thought we weren't coming back. You thought we'd probably done up and quit. But we're dedicated.
Psych.
To educating the world and also playing those sweet psychs on you.
Yeah.
Got you.
We got you so good.
This was just a really long prank.
Yeah.
And we got you.
I think you should feel like a fool right now. And it was worth
that.
Everybody's so pranked right now.
God, they're so pranked. Man. God, you guys are stupid.
Oh my God.
Shit.
Idiots.
Wow, we got you so good. Sorry. Yep. We are here, though. We're here and we're back and we're ready to relearn how to do this because we have forgotten. So let's put 2 years of work behind us and let's start fresh. Okay. All right. We're just getting our feet wet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're getting back into this.
Yes.
Here's the point. I've cut everything out that we've said so far. This is our show. Deal with it.
That's right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Because let's just go. Because I don't have anything to talk about.
I have
about.
Nothing to say.
I honestly, if you're not seeing you for about 6 years, I truly have nothing to say to you.
You're so old now. It's crazy.
Okay. I just need like one more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She means one more sip.
Yeah, I need like one more.
Another sip.
I'm going to finish this.
Okay, there she goes.
Okay. okay. Okay.
Ready.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna
feel
finish this off.
Nothing. Numb at all.
Yes. That felt good. I'm just gonna do this one more time. Just gonna. Hello. Okay.
Man, okay. We're doing it. We're doing
here
it.
We
we're doing it.
Are you ready to begin?
We're doing it. Yes. I'm ready. I'm ready. Go.
All right. All right. China is a country of 600.1.
End.
China is a country. I know you've been wondering. But also, they're a country of 645 million women.
Okay.
Okay, that's a sixth of the world's female population. One-sixth of all the ladies live in China. During the early communist era, the Chinese government publicly celebrated gender equality and bragged about having one of the biggest female workforces in the world.
Okay, well, is that
don't get too excited.
You also have
this
the most women.
Yes, this is true. So you have a lot of women. Is it fair? Then 1990 happened, or just the 1990s in general. Then the 1990s
gross
happened.
Yes. I was born.
Yes, so was I. Gender inequalities began to deepen, and while China's constitution still guarantees equal rights between men and women, ever heard of it, United States of freaking America? Sorry.
No, it's fair.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. They guarantee equal rights between men and women. By 2010, the urban woman's average income fell to 67.3% to a man's 100%.
No.
It gets worse. Okay. According to the World Economic Forum, China ranks 100 out of 144 countries for gender equality.
Whoa.
So the people who are at gender equality, there are 99 of them. Oh, the people who are worse, yes, there are only 44 of those.
Yikes.
So that's not ideal.
Doesn't look great.
I did not look up where the U.S. fell on that list, but this is not about us. We're international today.
Okay.
I'm only going to talk about the United States constantly throughout this episode.
Yeah.
Moving on. The Party Congress has a striking absence of females in top political positions. 59% of school admissions were discriminatory on a gender basis. 87% of female college graduates reported that they had suffered discrimination on a basis of gender while looking for work.
Okay.
This isn't even the episode yet, totally.
Okay.
This is just an intro to China, the country. As opposed to the other one.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what's going on. That's the state of things. That's what's fucking happening.
Yeah.
While Chinese law prohibits gender discrimination, no one enforces it. And that's the funny things about laws, is that they don't matter if no one makes them.
Okay. So it's ignored.
Ignored for the most part, yes. Members of China's intellectual and business elite feel comfortable expressing views like this in public. Ready?
I don't know.
History has proved that women don't belong in academia.
Okay.
If a woman in her lifetime has fewer than two children, no matter how hard she worked, she is destined to be unhappy.
I'm oh my keep God. On.
Don't worry about it. I have more.
True.
Feminism. So I am unhappy and I do have fewer than two children. So the math is checking out there.
Oh, Lord.
Feminism is what ugly women and stupid women use to repress beautiful women and traditional women.
I thought for a minute that was you making fun of this person, but that is a real thing that this person said.
No, that's a real, that's in quotations, quote, from a member of China's elite.
Amazing. Okay. Yep. Wow.
That's how they would define feminism, if asked. Just a bunch of ugly, stupid ladies.
Oh my gosh.
Holding back the pretty ones by saying, you know what you deserve? Rights.
Oh my God.
Ruining their lives. And then there are things like the Spring Festival Gala, which is apparently the most watched show on Earth. I have nothing to back that up, but that's what someone said.
Okay.
I don't know
Spring
if it's true.
Spring Festival Gala. Got it.
Spring Festival Gala. And according to critics, it's also one of the most sexist. Whoa. In 2017, the theme of the show was close family ties, and that was brought to life by a series of comedic sketches that depicted the ideal woman according to the government.
Whoa.
Yes. So here's the thing. Instead of choice, what you get, marriage and children and being a good wife and a good mother and making sure that all of those things are above your personal and professional lives. So sounds great. Checks out.
Yeah.
In a skit titled Long Lasting Love, a divorcing couple comes out on stage. They just like point out what's wrong with each other. And then they arrive at a solution for their problems, which is IVF, in vitro fertilization. Because twist, the real reason that they were splitting up was the wife's inability to conceive children. Mm. What fun. Mm. Humor. Do you see what I'm saying?
It is
comedy.
Really funny.
Mm-hmm.
It is funny.
Yep.
And I'm having a good time.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's the kind of just like stuff that is being put out into the world. So Chinese women, and I'm sure their allies, have made it clear to the government that they are going to be fighting for gender equality and also everything else that like all feminists all around the world are fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
So watch the fuck out, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
On January... Sorry, I have papers because I'm 76 years old and I need printouts or it doesn't exist. On January 21st, 2017, when more than half of a million people walked the streets of Washington, D.C., and also people all over our country and also in 81 other countries around the world all joined in for the first Women's March, mass rallies were nowhere to be found in China. But that didn't mean that the women and allies of China weren't taking part, because for the most part, the Chinese government has a big nuh-uh on protesting in the streets. So instead, hundreds flooded to WeChat to a group named Walking with Women All Over the World. So one thing to know, in China, things like Facebook and Google and Twitter are banned. WeChat is a Chinese version of it's social like media. Just for anyone who doesn't know. In this group, Chinese feminists at the march were broadcasting it live. Even though they decided to take that party digital, it didn't stop the government from trying to shut down the messages and keep them from reaching the Chinese public.
Oh my God.
One woman named Cecilia Xu, she traveled from Toronto to participate in the march, and she talked about how she wanted to share what she was seeing with Chinese feminists who couldn't physically be there. But in order for it to even be able to reach those women and their allies, she had to hide the content from government censorship. Which meant no using words like march or protest, which is why the group name is Walking with Women from All Over the World.
Because how it works with algorithms and their
and the technology and the wires and HTML circuit boards and stuff like that.
Yeah, you get it.
They were on the lookout for words like march and protest. So those are no use words. No use words.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'm going to keep going, though.
I got it.
And being very careful with your word choice in... Oh my God, what was I even doing while I was writing this? It's so bad. I'm sorry. I need to just stop reading it directly and just start trying to skim it as I talk. This is going to go well. I know it. Okay, so basically, being careful about your word choice and very particular in how you say things is kind of a norm in China because of the censorship. So that whole Spring Festival gala controversy thing that I was talking about, viewers became pretty outraged by the major sexism on the show. So they went to Weibo, which is another social media platform, to demand an apology from the show's producers. And they did this by using a hashtag campaign, a la Me Too. Unfortunately, state authorities had pretty much no tolerance, zero, none, please don't fucking talk about it, I don't want your opinions level of tolerance for criticism around the show. So the tag was quickly blocked by their censors. Many Weibo user posts about the Spring Festival gala were taken down without explanation. And even with the government censorship on women's rights discussions, more and more Chinese are speaking up. And they're using public attention like hashtag campaigns as a tool that women can use to bash in the face of patriarchy like a hammer, you know, like a big, heavy hammer that you can just swing at sexist ideals, crack all the bones in the body. You know, think of like a crouton under a fork, like that, until they bleed out. And then you set them on fire and the last cries of oppression die out. And then you extinguish that fire by pissing all over it. Yes, I said extinguish. I'm going to keep going. And I don't have time for full words, people. We are fighting a war. And then you take those ideas and you make them really, really deep, deep, way, way deep down until the core of the earth burns whatever pieces are left until all that remains is ash. And then women are allowed to just be whatever the fuck they want to do and be. Sorry.
No, no.
I just want to make sure you understand, though, what's going on. By saying a bunch of nonsense, it doesn't make any sense. You get it?
My favorite was the crouton under the fork.
That's just, I want to paint a visual picture here.
That was, it really... It's satisfying.
It's been
that visual.
It's just been a tough couple of forever, and I need some violence. You know, I just need to like think of violent things.
Yeah.
That make me feel better.
Yes.
That's what my therapist said to do. My therapist is me talking to myself in the mirror, telling myself that everything I think is right. It's very healthy, and I'm learning so much from myself.
You look great. Your skin's amazing.
Thank you. Where was I, though?
That deserved an Emmy or whatever they award podcasters.
I'll take an Emmy for that. Thank you. Okay. Unfortunately, the rise to fight for women's rights has not been met with a smile. Many Chinese feminist activists who were being too aggressive, hard quotes on that, being too aggressive, aka existing, end up in jail.
Okay.
So that is finally, fucking 6 hours later, brings me to the real topic of our show, which is the Feminist Five.
Okay.
Ever heard of it?
No.
Perfect. I love it when you say that.
Because I don't every know time. Anything.
Like, neither do I, though. So, on the night, March 6th, 2015, the eve of International Women's Day, a group of young women were preparing to protest sexual harassment on public transportation, which, by the way, 50% of women who use subways experience sexual harassment in China.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, before they could do that, though, because they were just planning on doing it, they were just, like, getting ready to do it, they hadn't even done it yet, they were arrested.
Wow.
And that's when they became known as the Feminist Five.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you their names. Mm-hmm. And I tried to look up how to pronounce things I didn't know how to do. Yes. But it's probably still wrong. So sorry. Okay. So the Feminist Five are Li Tingting, Wei Tingting, Wang Man, Chen Chiran, and Wu Rongrong.
Okay.
So remember them, Google them, like and subscribe to them because they're dope as hell. Anywho.
Oh my God.
Okay, so Lee, one of the women I just listed, she described this night as being held in a small, unheated room of a Beijing police station with the temperature falling below freezing. Oh. And she was interrogated immediately with questions like, why was she organizing subversive activities about sexual harassment? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because she's tired of being sexually harassed.
Oh, my God. That was just...
Who was she working with? Who funded her organization? Was it Yunping? That's just a local human rights group, but I wanted to keep it in because I just wanted to make sure you, I don't know, because it's fun to say to Yunping.
Oh, my God.
Yunping. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Did they actually ask that?
Yeah, they did.
They're like, it must be this other organization that wants to make everybody.
I think that they have, yeah, this whole thing about, like, they're just like, hey, we're watching you, people who are trying to give human their rights. Fuck off.
No.
Who are you working for?
Oh my God.
Sorry.
This is insane.
Yeah. Okay. So she was freezing cold. She was hungry and she was real angry and she wasn't going to fucking cooperate with them. Bravo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried to get her to talk by taking her out of the room and showing her a group of women waiting in the entrance room because they had arrested so many young feminists that night that there weren't even enough interrogation rooms to hold them all.
Whoa.
I don't really know what was supposed to be so threatening about that.
Yeah.
It's just like there's a whole bunch, like, it seems like a whole bunch of ladies sitting on a bench. I don't know what you want me to be so afraid of.
Oh, God.
Also, she's 25 years old. Yeah.
That's me.
That is you. And that's only 20 years younger than me. So in general, that night when she was arrested, she figured like, okay, I'm going to be detained for like 24 hours and they're going to have to let me go. Because like in their minds, they hadn't actually done anything like to oppose the government, that anything that would warrant them to be arrested and detained. So she's just like telling herself, like, stick it out. It's 24 hours. Then you're going to go home. And the police did let some of the detained feminists go home the next day. But instead of letting Lee go home, they take her through an underground passage, meet up with more agents, and they basically just like surround her. She described it as if like they thought she was somehow going to escape. So they were trying to make sure they had like every fucking angle covered. Just in case. And she said that in that moment, This is her quote. I felt that the people behind me were very, they're very afraid I would escape. I thought I didn't put that in here. Apparently I did.
Just dropped in the middle of that.
I honestly thought I just read that and didn't put it in here. But I did.
There it is.
So just in case you needed a confirmation in her own words, I'm not fucking lying to you guys. At that moment, I knew there was no way they were letting me go home. And they didn't.
Yeah.
They kept her in detention for 5 weeks.
Wow.
All five of them. All of the feminist five. She's one of them. But they were all detained for 5 whole weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. During that time, which many people refer to as the darkest time in Chinese feminist modern history.
Yeah.
News of their arrest spread really fast. And it was like a global story.
Mm-hmm.
And the hashtag Free the Five went viral on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, which makes me think that's all not Chinese people. It probably also, it probably also went viral on all of their social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Supporters in China and abroad continued to tirelessly publicize their cause, including pointing out the fact that the arrests happened at the same time that the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, was getting ready to co-host a UN summit on women's rights in New York to mark the 20th anniversary of Beijing's World Conference on Women.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
What timing?
What timing?
Oh, boy, oh boy.
So internationally, people were kind of just like,
What are you doing?
Like, how are you holding 5 women in jail for doing nothing and then going to come speak about women's rights at the UN?
Okay. All right.
Yes. Rights organizations talked about this. World leaders talked about this. Hillary Clinton tweeted, she hosting a women's hosting a meeting on women's rights at the UN while persecuting feminists, shameless.
Mm.
Thanks, Hillary. In China, more than 1,000 people signed an online petition to call for their release, which doesn't seem like a crazy thing because I feel like I sign online petitions all the time.
Yeah.
Not that I think they're going to go anywhere, but it's just like minimum effort. And mm-hmm. I feel like if I just click on it, I've done something, go me. And I get to feel good about myself.
Good for you.
Thanks. I'm really changing the world. But considering that the Chinese government is monitoring conversations and activities surrounding this online and probably offline, like they're actually putting themselves out there by attaching their name to it in some way.
Oh, God.
Before the Feminist Five were arrested, many Chinese feminists thought that jail wasn't really a risk because their efforts were different than the anti-government or anti-political activists and therefore defensible against any sort of real consequences like jail.
Okay, yeah.
In their minds, they weren't politically rebellious.
Right.
But seeing the Feminist Five be put behind bars was like a real harsh reality check and kind of told everyone that being an outspoken feminist in China is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Because on a policy level, the government is taking on an urgent issue in their eyes, and that is trying to figure out how to get more babies and more women.
Okay.
Because of a decade-long one-child policy in China, which is, just side note, the world's most extreme example of population planning, has led to a demographic decline.
Yeah.
So it went into effect, the one-child policy, it went into effect in the early 1970s, and it's prevented an estimated 400 million births between 1979 and 2010. So now a lot of the workforce in China is getting old. And there's not as large of a workforce to take their place. So there is
I never thought about that. Whoa.
Yeah. So there's a high population, but that population is getting old.
Yeah.
And there's no one to replace them. So now they're kind of panicking because they're like, fuck, we've kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what? Rule number one.
Whoa! This is a lot. This
just is a lot. Stop it. I know. I'm sorry.
No. It's more just me being embarrassed that I don't already know all this
stuff.
Oh,
no. I didn't know any of this. So. Yeah. We're together. Freaking we're right there heck. Together.
Okay. This is insane. God. Oh, boy. Okay. 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 All right. So, I mean, at least we can use social media. It's like, I know our country is fucking atrocious right now. Sometimes I'm like, wow, I don't know what the fuck I would do if, I don't know. It's just like, there's so much I'm thinking about right now. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. And actually, like, I should have said that probably at the beginning, but like, I feel that I'm going to say a lot of negative things about China right now, even though I for sure recognize that our country also fucking sucks and has a lot of issues.
Yeah.
So this is no comment on a different culture and society fucking up as if we're great. We're fucking awful also. But that being said, it's different because we have certain protections. Yeah. We don't live in a communist country. So definitely
want, at least.
Different. Yes. Like still, we can say whatever we want and we won't get in trouble for it or, you know, have any sort of repercussions for saying it other than trolls on the internet being mean or something, which is not serious. Also, oh my God, it's so hard to talk right now because I'm like, feel like I'm insulting everyone. But the point is,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's different. But I'm not also not trying to say one place sucks and go USA because that's for sure not how I feel right now.
I think it's clear that we've never been that way.
I hope so. If there's one thing especially I don't want to be recently, seen as,
which we don't have to get into.
Well, I mean, shouldn't
which
we?
Which we will. At the end.
Sure, we will at the end
or on our the ride home. Or
no,
something.
I'm going to say we will at the end because I know what's coming at the end of this and I do get a little, it's like hard not to.
It's fucking.
Because obviously, even though this episode is about China, I'm making it about me. But I'm holding off until the end before I do that.
I do want to say that like all of this went down recently while I was like visiting home and I felt so within I felt like so in my own head about it because I didn't want to talk about it because I didn't want it to be real. And I was like, when I see things like that, I feel like I see it and then I like put my phone down and like I don't want to absorb it. But it's like our bodies are in danger right now. And it's fucking scary. I had like a moment where I was just like thinking about it for too long and thinking about the actual implications of these laws going into effect. And it's fucking scary.
It is scary. Women are going to die.
Yeah.
If this happens.
Absolutely.
Important to note, it has not happened yet.
It hasn't. But
girls, if you need that service, it hasn't happened yet.
I know.
And a lot of people are going to try to stop it. All we can do is hope.
It's fucking scary. Yep. And like, when I was visiting home, I was surrounded by a lot of right-wing people. Yep. And I just felt so trapped within my own self. And this is Frisky History is a safe space to talk about this stuff.
Yes.
And I'm just throwing it out there. But I don't know. Email us.
if you need to talk to someone about it. For real. Yeah.
For real. But that's
absolutely.
Just a little
I mean, are note. There more qualified, better people to talk to about this? Definitely. Mm, in debatable. The case of an emergency. In case of an emergency, should you be contacting us? No. Don't do that.
Not.
But do after you've contacted the right people. But also, if you're just like, I want to talk about this, we're game.
It's fucking scary.
We're game. We'll get drunk.
I off-tracked. Sidetracked.
Off-tracked us. Off-tracked the shit out of this. That's what I'm
and up and
for.
Down and all around.
Life is pain.
Just making it about me. Here we go.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll come back to this later.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So 400 million babies did not get born.
Yes.
It's where we're at.
Okay.
There is a serious issue in China right now with that.
Yes.
So to try and boost birth rates, the government is replacing their one-child policy with a two-child policy. Overall, the Communist Party still views women as a tool to reproduce, a tool that does reproduce to help build a better future for China, but also one that does not deserve respect or rights and should be only used for the betterment of other people and not thought of as a person.
Yes.
I didn't write all that, but that's just kind of where I was. That's where I felt like that.
Yeah, you.
And
you got there.
That is what's happening.
Yes.
So.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Chinese leaders are zero fucking help. They also believe that the very survival of the Communist Party depends on the subordination of women for social stability, and that China needs them to produce future generations of highly skilled workers.
Okay.
But that's not all. There's more. To get the baby makers up and running, they're providing a free removal of IUDs, which were given to hundreds of millions of women in the age of the stricter birth control. Now they're like, we'll remove it for free.
Wait, that's a good point, because I didn't think about it. So since there was the one child policy, I'm wondering now,
how did they enforce that?
Yeah, like, were they okay about like birth control? That's interesting. Okay.
I mean, I'm assuming, yeah, that they were providing birth control because they needed the population to to stop growing so rapidly.
Yeah.
So now they're like, we'll take it out for free, get that uterus up and running.
That is so, oh my God. It makes you feel like a fucking tool.
Right.
Like an object.
Like, why is the government so involved in this part of my life? Can you talking about the things that are inside of me for 5 seconds, please, and go away? And can that be a private conversation I have with my doctor? And you're not involved in ever? Please? Thanks. But also provide healthcare.
Because I want to throw up.
Okay. Great. That's a good place to be, because there's more. Good. I want you vomiting by the end of this episode.
I'm just eating my mic.
Okay.
What to do.
They're also harnessing the reform era media power to aggressively promote traditional gender norms. Aggressively.
Oh my God.
Do you remember the fucking gala? The fucking spring fucking gala. It's aggressive. Like, in 2020, God, I suck so much. It's amazing me. Like, in 2007, the Chinese government began a real fucking rude campaign to stigmatize single professional women who were in their late 20s. AKA myself, rude, by labeling them as leftover women, but also
my God.
Me.
What?
I'm so leftovers. If I were to compare myself to one thing, it would definitely be like 3-day-old spaghetti that you're like, I want to open it and see if it's still good, but it looks so gross from the outside.
There's no meatballs left.
No meatballs. It's dry ass noodles. That is it. Me.
Why?
Leftover women.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Basically that they took the time to do things like go get a higher education, like graduate degrees, PhDs, whatever the fuck you want to do. And then next thing you know, they're 28 and they don't have a husband.
Oh,
do you understand the problem here? So they're old. And they're gross.
They're old and nasty.
Oh my God. That's they're nasty, gross. Smart sluts. And no one wants a piece of that. They're so educated that they're literally unfuckable.
Sorry.
It's not funny.
Laughter is really the only coping mechanism because, wow, it's just fucking wild. It's like, it's so beyond.
Yeah.
It's just it is the actual basics of like being a decent human being is equality amongst everybody. And then just hearing these things is like, it's laughable because it's like, what the fuck? Who raised you?
Honestly.
Oh my
God.
You're
calling women leftovers.
Because they're too educated and they don't have a man.
They don't. And this. campaign is specifically targeted at women in their late 20s because it's pressuring them into marrying, which is also kind of insulting because it's like, ladies, literally your last hope. Oh my God, you're almost 30. Listen to us. you leftover sluts, get married now or else. Oh my You'll God. Be alone forever.
Hey, that's okay too.
Oh, dude. Sometimes preferable. What's happening? I forgot.
What
yes.
the fuck is happening?
So, campaign, you're leftover. They're also, there's a few more things on this list. So.
Oh, no.
Let's keep going. They're also testing public opinion about legalizing motherhood surrogacy, which I looked up and it's just surrogacy. Like, it's illegal to use a surrogate to have a baby in China.
Oh my God.
And it's not even that they're making it, which is something that definitely should be legal, because if someone wants a baby but can't have a baby, but someone else can have a baby that using their supplies and then give you that baby, I don't see why that's a problem.
What?
But they're just testing that one out. They're seeing how people react to it. So that's another part of trying to get that population up high. It's wild.
Fuck? Oh my God.
Oh, here, I wrote this in here.
I'm such an asshole. I just need, I need to be more aware. I need to be more worldly.
That's what we're here for.
Lord.
That's okay. What this podcast is about.
It's true.
It's our excuse for not doing any other work outside of this 1 hour that we spend, not even weekly, talking about these things. Okay, I also wrote this, that under rules established by the Ministry of Health in 2001, it is illegal for any medical personnel or institute to offer surrogacy services, training in sperm, ovum, fertilized eggs, and embryos are, it's also all illegal. That's all illegal.
What?
So, I mean, under a one-child policy, I'm assuming it's illegal because they're saying... Mm.
You can't this have is a guess,
but yeah, like,
yeah,
that's another way to cut down the population is like to say, loophole. If you can't have kids, you don't get kids.
Wow.
We don't need any more kids until, oh, fuck, we need more kids. Ladies, scratch what we said. Psych. You're fools. Start making babies. Do it now. Forget. Put your fucking life on hold, please.
And then it's going to be a whole other thing where they're all having way too many kids. And then they're like, oh, my God.
I'm assuming that's what, like, I don't know. They're like, oh, a two-child policy. We won't go crazy. We're going to go in the middle. I don't know. I think maybe.
Oh, that's right. It's two-child.
Get the fuck out of their fucking vaginas for
it's
a second.
That's absolutely right.
Just leave them alone about it.
How about you just
deal with it some other way?
Fuck off.
I don't know how. I'm not here to solve your problems. I'm just here to criticize you. No solutions. That's my job. That's what I'm not getting paid for right now. Okay. There's also a state-sanctioned All-China Women's Federation that urges women to be loyal to the government.
Okay.
That was all. That's just the statement. I just thought you should know that there's also ladies who have come together as a federation, and they're like, hi, do whatever the government tells you.
Okay. Oh, my God.
But we're done with that. We're going to move into... I want to say positive, but is it? But as a record number of Chinese women go after that higher education, feminists, particularly a younger generation of feminists, are a threat to the Communist Party because they're challenging the widespread sexism and unequal treatment, because I don't have a lisp. They're celebrating single women, queer women, and child-free women, and pushing back on the government's idea that marriage, which also only means heterosexual marriage, just to be clear, no other marriages, and families are the foundation of the country's political stability.
Oh my God.
In reality, the Feminist Five's activities marking International Women's Day probably would have happened in past, with very little attention drawn to them, if they hadn't been arrested.
Yeah. Because
they were basically nobodies. Like, Lee was the most known feminist, because she was, like, an activist full-time. But they were basically nobodies in terms that, like, in the way that, like, we're all just, like, normal people are pretty much fucking nobodies. No one knows or cares.
Yeah.
We could all die. No one would know or care.
For real.
You know? Like, right now, please. no. Oh, also, their protest, the thing that they got arrested for, hold on to your butt for this one. literally they were going to hand out stickers to people on public transportation. Colorful, cartoony stickers that just said, hey, if you're sexually harassed, scream your fucking face off. Mm-hmm. And if you're a cop, how about do something about it and chase that perv down and then maybe tase him? I added in that last part, but also think about that. Like, just a small, like, taste of the balls right before you arrest him. Just consider that as another option. But that's it. They were going to get on public transportation in three cities, and they were going to give people stickers that just said, hey, lady, if you're harassed, don't be quiet about it. And yeah. Cops, can you please fucking help us?
Oh, my God.
Can you just help us a little bit?
Oh.
And before they even did that, they were just arrested for it. And then they were kept in detention in a jail for 5 weeks.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So the Chinese government's decision to detain the Feminist Five is what created them, essentially.
Yeah.
They created a powerful new symbol against the patriarchy because they arrested them. Otherwise, no one would have ever fucking noticed, probably, that they ever did that. So karma is what I'm saying.
It's true. Now they have more power, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because we're all standing behind them.
I support them. I think they're pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. Okay.
So shall we... Miss Connection?
I think we shall. We should miss connections.
Yes, that was good.
Because it's a verb now.
It's a verb now. We're going to miss connections.
Okay.
Okay, do you or do I? Who's going to do the honor?
I have a shorter one.
Okay, you go first because I haven't read mine. And if it sucks, I would love for that to be end of the show. Okay, I want to leave that taste in people's mouths.
Perfect.
Okay.
Right on brand.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Wow.
Fucking rude. Fucking honkers. Am I right? So this one is called MySpace RP Days, which is why I asked what does RP stand for. And I still don't know after reading this whole thing.
Okay.
So...
let's say it stands for role playing. MySpace.
Right.
Danny? Do you know? Damn.
Word.
See, this fucking is why we keep him around.
Love MySpace. Okay.
Thank you, Information Access Highway, known as my husband. Okay, so, MySpace role playing. Wow, look at us. Let's cut that out and take credit for it. It'll make us seem powerful.
I love knowing what RP means.
What kind of role playing happens on MySpace? I feel like I don't know.
I undid the back of my bra and my boobs.
I love that
huge.
So much. You know what's funny?
Because it's just floating.
I did notice that you were touching them, but I have to say, the reason I noticed, I'm going to put Larissa on blast real quick. That's my partner at work, if you don't know. But currently, a new mother who is breastfeeding.
Yes.
Marissa does this thing now all the time where she'll just be talking and I don't know if she realizes it, but she'll just be talking to just anyone and she'll go,
oh no.
Okay, none of you can see that, but she basically cups her boob and just feels it for a second. Also, I just made my nipple. it doesn't take much. Sorry. Don't. Okay. We need to get it together. So anyways, she'll basically just grab, just like cup her boob for just a second, give it a little lift, let it go back to talking. It is one of my favorite things, and I didn't notice it first until she told me that she kept doing it, and now I can't not notice it. So I just love it, because every once in a while, I'll just go... just like a quick glance at the boob when she does it, and it's my favorite, and I love it. And I love it when she's talking to like awkward men in the office, and she does it real quick, just to adjust.
Oh,
so I feel like I'm just hyper aware of when other women touch their boobs because
I was definitely
of that.
Like
you were doing something.
My boobs are just floating in front of my boobs.
No, I think it's great.
Sense. But
let them float.
It feels really nice to not have that.
Oh yeah, for
digging
sure.
Into my back.
I don't blame you at all. Okay, sorry. MySpace role-playing. That's where we were.
MySpace RP days. This is just how it starts. Okay. Went by Alex. Used a Pete Wentz face. In parentheses. Your character was Aiden Black. I don't know what that means.
Okay, so Pete, that's the dude from Fall Out Boy?
Fall Out Boy, for sure, okay. Loved baseball and FOB. Fall Out Boy.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes.
Sent me two pictures. Email was a Fallout reference.
I'm so confused right now. Okay, wait a second. There's more. I need to catch up. I'm so confused. And I hear Danny laughing, which makes me think that I'm missing something.
It's just a lot of...
Okay, so to understand, this person writing, his profile picture is the guy from Fall Out Boy.
I think this is someone writing about...
Is this
about... Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
This is someone writing about someone that they were trying to pursue on MySpace.
Right.
And this person they were trying to pursue had a Pete Wentz MySpace photo.
Oh, okay. So that's that
and
person.
And loved baseball and Fall Out Boy.
Okay. Okay.
And sent this person two pictures. I don't know what the pictures were of because it doesn't say.
Just two pictures and some Fall Out Boy references.
And it says that the email correlated or connected to the MySpace was a Fall Out reference, which means Fall Out Boy reference, which means Pete Wentz.
Got it.
Which means Patrick Stump, which means we're going down in an earlier round.
Oh no, I should have gone first. This is too good. I'm gonna fail following this up. It's gonna be so bad. Oh, that was so good of a joke. I wanna end the podcast right now before we talk anymore. Fuck you, Robin.
I'm crying.
That was so funny. God, I'm sorry. Yes. Fall Boy. Okay.
Email was Fall Out reference.
Got it.
There's like two more lines.
Okay.
Just missed talking to you and stuff. If anyone knows who I'm talking about, HMU. If you think it's you, message me. I'm sorry. Oh, fuck my back.
Okay,
hurts.
I'm sorry. Oh, no, I didn't even give you a pillow this time.
Oh, no.
For a long episode.
It's because I'm laughing so hard at, like, hey, guy who liked the fucking Fall Out Boy on MySpace messaged me.
Oh, no. He didn't even say why he liked him.
Oh, God.
Is the only thing that he knows about him is that he was a Fall Out Boy fan? What were those pictures of?
The picture was Pete Wentz. It says your character was Aiden Black, but I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Danny, do you know what that means? Aiden Black?
No, they're role-playing as people who they are not. They're writing sexual messages for
them. Your character Andrew was the Nate. Aiden Black. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just like when you're like an unlimited amount, like you can name yourself anything, and he went with Aiden Black. Okay. All right.
Oh, wow. I see. Loved baseball and football.
Oh, no. I could have made a good joke about going down swinging because of baseball.
Oh, fuck.
But it's not, I'm going to explain that.
Missed opportunity.
I know you're all laughing. My misconnection with a joke. God damn it. All right, so...
I'm sorry.
God. Fuck.
God, oh, boy.
All right, mine's not... I haven't even read mine. It's not good, though. I know it. My misconnection is entitled, I was super high and throwing up blood.
It's not even real. It's not even believable. Super high and throwing up blood.
Woman for man.
It's just traumatic.
We met at Nomad on Cedar Sunday evening, and I had too many drinks and a bunch of hits. God, I'm so disappointed in myself. You were wearing a straw hat and had a really nice car with no seatbelts. so stupid and lame. God, no seatbelts.
That is so lame to not your seatbelts on.
Ticket or ticket is the only way I travel. God, you probably weren't even listening to Fall Out Boy. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, God. We went back to your place and smoked a bunch. We get it. You like pot. But I started to puke blood mid-encounter. The ambulance was called. I don't know if they got after you for... I don't know if they got after you for possession, but I'm really sorry, and your junk was very impressive. Please give me another chance.
Aww. That's so stupid.
Let me just tell you, your misconnection is not as good as role-playing on MySpace and Fall Out Boy. But also, he probably just... Listen, I know you've been curious about this forever. He probably did not get in trouble, because usually... There yes. are laws protecting people who make emergency phone calls in emergencies.
Yes.
Even if there are substances involved. Absolutely. He was probably fine. But you know what? He might have gotten a ticket for the seatbelt thing. So he's probably in jail and dead now. And he's never even heard a Fall Out Boy song.
I know someone who's an ER nurse, and she cannot stress enough how little they care about, like,
absolutely.
They literally need to know what illegal substance yeah. you're on or what illegal shit you're doing.
Yeah.
They do not give a fuck if right. it's illegal. They and could
the,
not care
and
less.
The cops, I don't think they can do anything if it's an emergency.
Yeah.
You're good. I think it's usually called, like, a Good Samaritan law. Google it. Fuck me, that was funny, and I'm so sad at how stupid I am.
I didn't...
After all my work on this episode, Robin just comes in, bottom of the night, and she just does this to me. See, that was a baseball joke.
I don't know, man.
That I fit in, it's, right? That's baseball, go. Right?
It's never too late for a baseball joke. I really... Seventh I saw inning. MySpace and I was like, that's the one I'm going to read.
God, I'm so
but
jealous.
But I forgot how much... Oh, that's my favorite sound. What? That's the sound of the
Kaylee,
police.
Can you get your face out of my vagina? I'm trying to work.
Is that an invitation or?
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Wow.
We have to do two endings.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you for listening. Weird. I'm sorry for how halfway depressing this was. Come back next week for the rest of the depressingness. Goodbye. Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye. Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh my God. Are you done?
Leave.
God, how long do we have to? Okay. Bye.
You can find us on the internet at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our handle is @FriskyHistory. You can also listen on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google maybe has one. Anywhere podcasts are available.
You can direct your questions, concerns, feedback, and weird sex stories to our email at friskyhistory@gmail.com.
Yeah. So, bye.